Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. U.S. food, agriculture, and forestry exports to Cuba reached $367 million in 2010. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples says expanding trade to other nations has a lot of benefits.
Texas farmers and ranchers produce the safest, most affordable food in the world, and finding new international markets makes really good economic sense for the Lone Star State. Currently, Cuba, an island nation about 900 miles from Houston, relies on imports for 75% of its food needs and now ranks among the top 35 export destinations for the United States. Though tightly controlled, there are opportunities for agricultural producers and businesses to capitalize on potential exports of food products to Cuba.
So what sort of demand is there?
With more than 11 million people, Cuba's food consumption outpaces its production. So agriculture exports to Cuba could reach $450 million when the final numbers come in for 2012. Export products to Cuba include corn, poultry, soy, and soy products, feeds, pork, and wheat. Doing business with Cuba is desirable for Texans because U.S. vendors, well, they're paid in cash in advance for their products.
Are services available to help?
TDA's International Marketing Program is ready to help with export readiness training opportunities, links to a wide variety of federal, state, and regional resources, and staff of export marketing professionals. You can learn more at texasagriculture.gov.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.